interested to hear your take on the guys, the core here, since you're an SEC guy. I know there's a lot of good athletes, played against some, played with some. So what's your take been so far with the guys, especially some of the guys coming back like Carlos and Trent? Paul's obviously not out here, but what's your overall impression been?
Well, I think that, first of all, they're good people. They want to work. They enjoy football, and that's huge. Coach Holt says all the time, you can't be good at anything if you don't have passion about it, and they definitely have the passion for it. And you know, I'm just looking forward to finishing up spring ball and getting to know these guys better and working with them in the summer so we can get on the same page come fall.
With the production that Trent had, you know, leading the team, and then Carlos, what he did in minimal work as a redshirt freshman, can you tell just by in some of these practices, like these guys could play at some good programs, not just, you know, in Conference USA with Trent having 70 catches or whatever he had, but like, can you sense the talent just in this group?
Well, I mean, I don't think it matters where you play at. I mean, I think that this is a big program. I mean, they're good players. A good football player is a good football player no matter what team you're on. And I mean, I just think some of these guys were under recruited, and that's what it comes down to. And you know, I'm happy that they're here. I'm happy to be here, and just look forward to get better with them.
What has been the biggest thing that you've wanted to accomplish so far through this first half with the receiving corps?
Well, first of all, learning a new offense is tough. I've had 8 practices now, so I'm starting to get a feel for it. Every day I'll make an error that on the field you're like, man, I wish I didn't make that. But then when you get in the film room, you can really learn from it and really understand what you did wrong. And that's how you learn, is by making mistakes. So first of all, I need to learn the offense. But and getting to know the receivers, like you said, is huge. And that'll just carry over into summer. So I have about half a spring ball left, and I look forward to just keep progressing every single day.
At any point, have the receivers ever said, like, you know, we're excited that you're here this early, because they didn't get that opportunity with Cody last year. You know, he came in and they only had the summer and a little bit of time before the season started. Now y'all are having the whole spring, and then you'll have all of off season, and then heading into summer workouts and whatnot to have that. Like, can you sense that they're pretty excited that they're able to get this, you know, kind of this relationship down now and then go from there?
Well, I know I'm excited. I know it's huge. You know, diving in for just camp would be tough. But, I mean, I can get the sense that they're excited. I mean, like I said, they're excited to work. And, you know, I'm excited to work with them. So it's just a matter of everybody getting on the same page. And so far we've done that. We just need to continue to do that every single day and carry that over to the summer where there's no coaches around.
How have some of the young receivers looked to you so far?
I mean, I think there's a lot of talent out there. I think there's a lot of talent. Obviously, there's some older guys that have played more that are more polished. But, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that are going to contribute.
And last thing, you know, with Ryan, how have you sensed his demeanor so far coming in? You know, you're the new guy on campus coming in like Cody was last year. How have you sensed, like, him and inside, like, off the field where we can't see, like, in the locker room, in the film room? Like, how has he been? How has he been, like, receptive of you coming in, you think?
Well, I think, first of all, Ryan's been great. He's played well. He's having a vocal leadership position out there. And, I mean, we both know it's open competition, but it's a friendly competition. We're gonna get our work in on the field. And then we're gonna root for each other. We're not gonna root against each other. We're competing against ourselves, not really competing against each other, if that makes sense. And I think it's a really good relationship. We played golf the other day, so I mean, he's definitely somebody that's showed me around a little bit and welcomed me.
Can you kind of put yourself in his shoes, considering what you went through at Florida? You've kind of been in his position almost, and you know he. A lot of people might have thought that was his job coming in last year, and then Cody transferred in, and now you're transferring in. Can you kind of relate to him a little bit?
I mean, that's football. There's always going to be competition. I understand that. He understands that. And it's whatever's best for the team. And, you know, that's the mentality that we're both going to have throughout the whole process.
Tony Peterson has really coached some big names throughout his career. Has he kind of been for you kind of as advertised as a position coach, and what have you really – what's the big thing you've really learned from him?
Well, Coach Peterson's great. He has a very calm demeanor, but he has a good way to get his point across. And I think that's very, relieving as a quarterback that, you know, when you make a mistake, it's not going to be the end of the world, but he's going to drive his point home. So I think that he's helped me out a lot, and I look forward to the rest of spring ball, and I think we're going to have a really good year.
On the receivers, you said there's a lot of guys with talent that are, mm-hmm. and a lot of younger guys are stepping up, but were you kind of surprised at the amount of the depth of talent at the inside and outside receiver positions when you first got here?
Well, when I was getting recruited here, Coach Holtz and Coach Peterson both kind of were telling me that there's a lot of good skill position, whether it's at receiver or at running back. So we have a lot of guys that can contribute and make plays and make explosive plays and make the quarterback's job easy. So I haven't been surprised. I've been impressed.
Last question for me is, obviously 4 years in the SEC, you've seen some of the better players in the country. Mm-hmm. Is Kenneth Dixon as advertised?
Well, it's always hard to tell until you get live, because there's a lot of plays when it's not a live tempo where the play's over. So it's kind of hard to tell until it's live. I think a lot of times the defense has the advantage in that situation, because if he's in position to make the play, they're going to call it dead. So once it starts to get live, that's when you'll really be able to tell. But I've seen him on tape a lot from last year, and it's hard to tackle that guy. So I feel bad for one-on-one tacklers with him.
All right.